They're not judging the church on anything else. They're looking around the room saying, these guys don't have it together either. There's hope for me. We're going to make it hard to go to hell from Laclede County.
Thanks for joining us again for the LifePoint podcast. Today we have a special message regarding our book, Unbroken, Seven Stories of Life Change from the Ozarks. With the message, here is guest speaker Dwayne Deskins.
So we got a lot of things to celebrate God for, to clap about. We have been praying for the last several weeks that for Easter Sunday, God would bless us in such a way that we would see 1,000 people attend for that Sunday morning service. And so this morning, you wanted to see, you picked up your worship phone and you saw what I said there, 994. You're like, oh, we just barely missed it. Well, I got good news because we have an online audience. And if you add up all the people that watched online, we had 1,018. So how about it? Woo! God did it. He came about. So let's have a round of applause for our online crowd because they were there and it was strong. Welcome. Welcome our radio crowd. God has been good. And today you have a chance to hear a wonderful message. I'm so excited about today because today we are launching our book, Unbroken. Seven Stories of Life Change from right here in the Ozarks. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. You might have to stretch your palms a little bit because there's a lot of clapping to be done today. Today we're going to have our book launch. Tonight we're having our party at 6 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. We're celebrating 5 years as a church. And yeah, woo! Yeah, I told you, get ready for lots of clapping. There is so much to praise God for, to thank God for. And so we have so many things going on. Now 5 years ago when we were born, when we started, I sat down with a local pastor, pretty influential guy, someone I still very, very much respect. And he said, Kelly, the last thing that Lebanon and the Laclede County needs is another church. And truth of the matter is, I agree. The last thing Lebanon and Laclede County is another church that doesn't live up to the mission of Jesus. But in the last 5 years, we have strove to live up to what we believe God is calling us to. You see, as we were planning the church, and some of you are here, you're with us in those rooms of 36, and you were there at those early leadership meetings when we made some foundational decisions about who we were going to be as a church. You remember we looked at this verse from Luke chapter 4. This is when Jesus announces his ministry to the people. This is what he says: the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He's sent me to proclaim that the captives will be released, the blind will see, the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. Now, by the grace of God, here at LifePoint, for the last 5 years, this is exactly what we have set out to do. And praise God, we have seen the fruit of that effort. Amen? Yeah. Amen. God has been so good to us in so many ways. And so we celebrate Him. We celebrate what He's done. We give all the credit and glory to Him. He is the one who provides the increase. We're the ones who get to do some of the work. We are blessed and honored to get to do some of that work. Today, as we're launching this book, we have a very special guest with us. His name is Dwayne Deskins, and he's become a friend to me, someone that I can go to, a mentor of sorts, as well as what a lot of us don't know is that Dwayne has directly influenced the way we do a lot of things here at church, kind of behind the scenes, so we can be better ministers and servants of God. And so will you please welcome with me my friend, all the way from Washington, Dwayne Deskins. Come on.
Come on. Man.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, you're welcome. Come on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I might want to clarify, Washington, the state, not the chaos. So I just want to be really clear so that I can be received in the house. Amen. So good morning. Can I be part of the family today? I talk funny because I'm from the Northwest, okay? But I am just glad to be a part of the family. So a number of you have welcomed me in. So I'm your brother from another mother. All right, so here I am, okay? And my son-in-law Patrick's with us and with me, and I'm so grateful. Yeah, you can give him a hand. He's a tremendous guy, tremendous leader. He's on staff at IHOP, International House of Prayer in Kansas City. And so he got to travel down and be a part of today with me, a tremendous servant. And so it's just a joy. And your pastors are amazing people. And I really believe, how many understand your pastors are gifts? Let me say that first. They're a gift to you, okay? They are gifts to you, and when you understand where the gift has come from, you treat it based on where it's come from. Now, how many grandparents do we have in the house? Isn't it the greatest club in the world? I mean, it really is. It's just absolutely amazing. And you probably, like my wife and I, you probably have some magnets on your refrigerator holding some pictures and holding some drawings that if you took them to Goodwill, Goodwill would give them back. Anybody with me? Because they don't understand the value because they're not attached to where the gift came from. Is everybody with me? Now, you know, I might come to your house, say, I'll give you $20 for it. Said, are you crazy? Get out of my house. I'll give you $100. No, get out of my house. The value is much greater than that because I know its source. I know where it came from, right? And so when you understand that your pastors are a gift that cost the blood of Jesus, you understand where the gift came from. Now, they're not perfect. That's why we get to attend. Okay? Is everybody with me? But it's amazing, and especially in America, for some reason, people want to throw stones at the imperfections of a leader, right? If I hang around Kelly long enough, you know, I'll probably find something wrong. And he married up, so, you know, he's doing really well there, okay? But here is the reality. In America, we have a really horrible culture that way. I know it's not in this house, but I really want to encourage you, understand double honor, understand valuing based on where the gift came from. Just like your salvation, the pastors God has given you came because of the blood of Jesus Christ. So I want you one more time, just give them a hand as we dive into this today. All right, we're going to try to work with technology. If not, we're going to work from the video booth. We're just going to have fun, all right? So I'm here to share with you a little bit of the information. I'm going to answer the why, the what, the how on the book. How many have at least read one of the chapters? You read something in the book that like just kind of messed you up in a good way? Anybody else? How many men in the house would lift your hand and say, I'm going to confess in church this morning that I cried a little when I read that book? Okay, I did. I wept. And I didn't even know your folks, but I've met several of them today, and what a privilege it is. Just fall in love with your church when you read about, this is an amazing book, and this is an amazing cover, and I'm going to talk to you about the why, the what, and the how. So would you join with me, and we'll take a look at this scripture. Jesus said to us, you know what, I'm just going to set that aside, guys. It's going to start out not working, so we just leave it alone. Jesus says, go into all the world and convince people they're going to hell. It's not what he said, was it? Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the good news, the gospel, to all creation. Jesus said that, right? And how many know that is the Great Commission? Go and teach all nations. Go and reach people for the cause of Christ. Everybody with me? But how many know in today's culture, we have some real issues when it comes to evangelism in the American church? Okay? If you look at this, the average Christian often feels, and just go ahead and bring those out if you would, they often feel intimidated. I want to do more, God, but I sometimes felt intimidated one-on-one trying to share the gospel. Anybody else? Do I have some friend in the house? Kind of felt the same way? Yeah, okay. They feel a little bit awkward. How do I bring this up, right? Is everybody with me? So there were some challenges in doing this. Theologically confused. You know, people are saying, I'm not sure what to say, or I don't know if I could get them to pastor. Pastor's great at leading them to Jesus. Anybody with me? Or they feel inarticulate. I know what I want to say inside. I have great words. I just tear them up, getting them out. Is anybody else with me? Okay. So as we look at this, or the ceiling of complexity, we were very busy. We're living very busy lives, and I often don't feel like I'm doing enough. I was raised in church and often not felt like, honestly, felt like I was doing enough for the Great Commission. I didn't feel like I was the evangelist I should have been growing up in church. I wanted to do more, just didn't know how, okay? So I want you to look at this with me. Go ahead, if you would, to the next slide. So let's look at it from the person who's unchurched. How many know that's what we're after, right? We're not looking to about. We're not really after swapping sheep, although sometimes that happens effectively in a great way. But it's not about swapping sheep from a building to a building, but it's about reaching unchurched people, right? So really, I don't know, let me share this term. We're after the God hater. We're after the people that would say, don't want anything to do with religion, okay, because of whatever, right? And so the unchurched person often feels hunted. You know, they feel like we got a tag in their pocket, in our pocket with their name on it. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, you guys, I'm in Missouri. We understand hunting, you know, right? Do we have any hunters in the house, okay? Okay, so it's in the Bible, you know, right? He told Peter, rise, kill, and eat. That's a biblical passage on hunting right there, okay? And so if you kill, you can eat. Okay, so they often feel judged. Okay, if you're going to tell me that I need to accept Jesus, okay, so you're telling me I did something wrong. Is everybody with me? Okay, or they often feel like put in a socially awkward position. There's two things in America, especially, that in our social system, our culture, two things we don't talk about, and they are politics and religion. And if we're going to break one of the two of those, let's talk about politics and let's leave religion alone. I don't know if that's that way in Missouri, but we definitely see it in most other states that I'm a part of. That's like, oh, we don't go there, okay? Or the unchurched person feels like they're just not good enough. If I had a dollar for every time in my years of pastoring, people said, oh, pastor, if I came to your church on Sunday, you know the rest of the phrase, right? The roof would fall in. You know, I'd hear it over and over again. And I quit trying to rebut that, and I just started saying, you know what? We reinforce the roof with you in mind. Right? Because they just feel like, because they don't feel good enough, right? Or our message is irrelevant. What's all this uptightness about sexuality today? You know, why does God feel that way? And how many know there's a lot of misunderstandings out there in the unchurched world, okay? And so we begin to look at this, you know, message is irrelevant, all of these things. But the reality is, I want to talk to you about how we overcome that. Because Ephesians tells us to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. This is the tool. Okay? The tool plus the technique equals being equipped. And so the tool's in the hands. You got a tool. How many of you got a pre-launch copy 2 weeks ago? Got that in your hands, right? You got a copy. And by the way, I don't know if we have more. If not, we've got other books. If you didn't get a pre-launch copy, see us at the table after service. We'll put one in your hands. Make sure you get a book, all right? The tool plus the technique equals being equipped. Just take me to the next slide, if you would. We'll take a look at this. What if we could create? Now, I'm not talking about an event. I'm not talking about a weekend. Hey, let's go reach people. I think those are all great. I'm talking about an engine. What if we could create an evangelism engine? Now, you know that, right? You put the key in the car, right? You just fire that thing up and it just runs, right? It just runs. What if we could create an evangelism engine that's running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year? It's not awkward and it's not intimidating. It demonstrates the relevance of the gospel to the unchurched person. And those people, instead of feeling hunted, they feel valued, okay? Instead of feeling judged, they feel loved. I'm here to tell you today, we've been doing this for 11 years. In the last couple of years, it has just exploded across our nation. This works. This creates that bridge of an evangelism engine for the local church. And pardon me while I get a little bit emotional when I talk about it, because I just can't believe I get to be a part of this thing week after week and see what God is doing. Look at this, if you would, to the next slide with me.
I just met this young lady, and I don't even know your name.
I'm Emily.
This is Emily. So what book did you read?
I read Beautifully Wrecked.
So tell me about that. How did you get it?
I started spending time with a friend, and she wanted to bring Jesus into my life, and I completely rejected, and respectfully, of course, and she said that her daughter had been reading a book and was saying how awesome the book was and how amazing these people, how their lives were just so beautifully wrecked, and how they came to know Jesus and how their lives were drastically changed. And I read one testimony and put it away for a couple of weeks, and then one night I decided to open the book back up and I read the entire rest of the book that night, and I couldn't get enough of it. And those stories, the testimonies, inspired me that after having such a wrecked life, that my life could become beautiful with the love of Jesus. I was baptized on January 13th, and I am so happy to say that I have 6 months clean and sober, and I can't get enough of Jesus.
Come on. Come on. Emily's a year and a half, coming up on 2 years now, clean and sober. She talked about having such a wrecked life. Emily was a stripper and a meth addict, and didn't. Friend tries to bring Jesus into her life, and did you hear her? She respectfully declined. So what the friend couldn't do personally, the book became the bridge, and now she is serving in the local church, transformed her life, and is a significant evangelist, engine, and advocate in the local church in Portland, Oregon. Isn't that powerful? And this is the next one. We don't even know this gentleman's name, but he's going to talk about what happened in his son's life, and it happened in the two-week period between the pre-launch book copy, which you received, and launch Sunday. So this is a testimony from launch Sunday last fall down in California about what happened in his son's life because of the book.
Well, our son got involved with drugs and alcohol and has become addicted to all kinds of things. And we've actually been sharing with our banker. They brought over a book for us to read, Hidden in the Shadows. And in less than 48 hours, four people have read the book. And Jesus. And our son, who has been raised in church, lost hope, lost everything, and read the book and said it's the first time in a long time that he had hope for his future. It's awesome.
Amen. And so what's he planning on doing?
He starts Dream Center on the 8th.
It's powerful. The book, they were talking to their banker about the problems with their son, who was raised in church and caught up in drugs. That's an interesting place to go to talk, right? 48 hours, in less than 48 hours, the book was read four times. And of course, you heard the story. That young man enrolled in the Dream Center, and his grandpa had had visions of dreams of him one day preaching the gospel. And so that's the track that took place because of the tool and the technique. So I want to show a scripture to you, Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. And it says this: the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy, he went and sold all that he had and he bought that field. Have you heard that scripture before? Probably heard that scripture preached before, read before. I always heard it in this way. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. The treasure was Jesus. And when I realized who Jesus was and the treasure that he was, I went and sold everything I had and I accepted Jesus. Now, how many would know that that's correct, right? I mean, that would, you got to sell out to serve Jesus. Am I in the right house? Right? You give everything you got for the treasure of Christ. But what if in reality there was another way to view this verse? He said the kingdom of heaven, or the king's domain, or where the king reigns. All right? And now when we understand this, the scripture says, okay, the scripture says in Luke that the kingdom is not a natural thing. The kingdom does not come with your careful observation. It won't say the kingdom of God is over there, the kingdom of God is over here, for the kingdom of God is where? Where's the kingdom? If we're serving Jesus and we've accepted Christ, the kingdom of God, it's in me, it's in you and I. So we come back and we begin to look at this verse. The kingdom of God is within you, Dwayne. And then begin, okay, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure, okay? What if it was you and I that were the treasure that was hidden with the stuff of earth? I mean, how many have had some bad stuff happen, right? How many of us have just got covered up with stuff in earth? I mean, stuff that was our own fault, stuff that was beyond our own, it's pain, and just the stuff of earth. And Jesus, the man, right? He was fully God. He who knew no sin became sin, according to 2 Corinthians. Is everybody with me? And so the man saw the treasure hidden in the field, and he bought our redemption on the cross. Because see, we had value while we were still in our stuff. We didn't become valuable once we came into the kingdom. We were, that's why he died. That's how he looked through the cross. The Bible said, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. There was no joy in the cross. He wasn't looking to the cross. He was looking through the cross to the redemption of mankind. He saw you and I hidden in the stuff of earth, and we were a treasure, and he became man so that he might redeem us unto himself. Isn't that powerful? And so we begin to recognize it, and we begin to see that, and we realize, wow. Now, you know, I read through Chris's story. You know, I read through, you know, I can't remember all of the names, but each of the stories is like drugs and gangs and the couple who had the miraculous babe, two miraculous babies born, right? Creative miracles. I met one of these precious young ladies today that was born, and I can't remember her name. Emily? No. Michaela, thank you. Michaela, I met Michaela. What a precious young lady. What a gift. How many know there are a whole lot more treasures in the field in Laclede County and around Lebanon that need to be unearthed? Come on, do you begin to see there are a lot of people waiting to be found? You know what? They don't feel valuable today. While we're in church celebrating, and I don't know, I think there's been more clapping in this service than in a service I've been. We're celebrating all kinds of stuff. The sun's out today. Let's clap, you know. Come on, amen. Now, hey, I'm from the Northwest. That's real in the Northwest. Okay, are you with me? It's like, hey, the sun came out today, you know. But there's all this joy in here, and there's people out there today that do not know they're a treasure. They do not know that a Savior gave his life and they are valuable. They need to be uncovered from this stuff of earth. Are you with me today? Come on, we can go reach our city for the cause of Jesus Christ. I believe that. Are you with me? So if you take a look at the book, I want to talk to you just a little bit about it. What? The what? That's the why. I want to talk to you about the what, okay? As we look at the book, cover art. Absolutely cool cover. This will grab you. This is Unbroken. What a great title, okay? If you look at it, there's no cross on the cover because the book is not for Christians. Are you with me? The cross is it's always been an amazing emblem of who we are, but to unchurched people, the God-hater, it's a repellent. Is somebody with me? It says very clearly that this is a book of stories from a regional location, the Ozarks. Right? How many know when you go to the newspaper and you're reading through the newspaper, you see several articles, but you see one that's local, you'll usually read the local one first. This speaks to people. This has almost 11 years of study and preparation to do this the best that we can do it to hit our target audience. Cover art is amazing, front and back, just absolutely amazing. There's seven stories in here. Now the Bible says out of the mouth of two or three witnesses may every word be established, but seven is the number of completion, okay? Seven is God's number, and you can't rationally discount seven stories. You can irrationally do it, but you can't rationally discount seven stories of people's lives. Are you with me? So it's absolutely powerful, okay? As you look on, you see in the back, it has an ISBN number and it has a $14.95 price tag. Nobody pays that price for the book, but it establishes value. How many know that the reality of this is let me say it in the right way, $14.95, the reality is we don't throw books away. I missed one, and that's the thickness. You notice how thick it is? It's thick enough to be legitimate and thin enough to be unintimidating. Do you remember in grade school when you picked up a book for a book report based on how thick it was? How many, you know, a good confession moment. How many still do? how thick is that book and you want me to read, right? Right? I told the first service, my son-in-law's recommended a book one time and I looked it up and it's about that thick and I just, pass them on by, Can I get the reader's diet? Can I get the cliff notes? Are you with me? Okay. But it becomes legitimate and readable to the readers. Everybody with me? Okay. Now, and the salvation message in it, okay? The story order and salvation message are amazing because the story order, we have one shot at the God-hater. It's not religious, and it is compelling. I mean, from the first page, it's like, okay, I'm in, I'm hooked, and you're hearing Chris's story, and Jesus is not mentioned in your book until page 44. That's very strategic because you got to create the crisis before you bring the answer. If you just bring the answer, that is nothing but annoying, right? Well, let me give you the answer. I don't even know the crisis yet. You get, right? You get Chris in a crisis, and it's like, oh, my Lord, Chris is a mess. Man, 5 years old, he was from, you know, right? He's a mess, and gangs in prison and stuff. And it's like, let's get Chris out. Boom, page 44, enter Jesus. From there forward, Jesus has spoken very clearly in all seven stories. And at the very end, your pastor has written an amazing opportunity. It is a great writing that just says, let me talk to you about how to come to Jesus. Literally, now, and that's something I really, really love. Because some of the best decisions we've ever made, we made alone. We weren't persuaded here or there, right? Yeah. In the privacy of their own home, they can say, wow, these guys are messed up. Maybe there's hope for me. And there's Pastor Kelly's Roman road. I'm going to walk you right through how to know Jesus. And in the privacy of their own home, now they're coming to church not to get saved. They're coming to church to meet the other people that gave them hope and celebrate the salvation that just happened laying in their bed last night. I don't know about you, but that gets me really excited. Okay? And so it's absolutely strategic in the what. Is everybody with me? So let me talk to you about a little bit more about how this works. Say the average church of 600 might do 300 hours of evangelism every month. That means if every one of us had a 30-minute meaningful conversation, dialogue with an unchurched person every month. That's probably a bit optimistic. Maybe not. Maybe we do that here. But say we did, okay? Then we would, that means a half hour, we would have a half hour conversation every month. That's 300 hours total of evangelism. One book is read on average three times in 1 year. 5 hours to read it, and it's read on average three. Now, you heard the gentleman say, hey, four times read in less than 48 hours. You have those moments. Drop them at a coffee shop. Drop them at a tire shop. They are read over and over. We recently had a book mailed back from a Starbucks because it was falling apart. The book was falling apart, and they wanted another one. That's how many times it, come on, you want to talk about hope. You know, that's really, really amazing. But on average, read three times. So one book, 15 hours, times, if you take a look at this, times 600 books. So if we sponsored 600 books, okay, today in church, we're talking about, now remember, we said 300 hours of evangelism if we had a 30-minute conversation. If we sponsor 600 books, 9,000 hours of evangelism every single month. Whether I'm at work, come on, whether I'm at work, whether I'm sleeping, there's books in homes, man. There's people are getting a hold of the good news of what God has done, the gospel of what God has done in the lives of people in this house. That is absolutely powerful, isn't it? Come on, amen. And that was another roar of applause right there. I love it. Okay, so as we look at this, that's over 4 years of evangelism. So when we launched our book many years ago, we were actually book number four for Good Catch, personally, when I was a pastor. And we were just all over the concept. My son-in-law Patrick's story was in the book. And he was telling me just yesterday, he still gets people talking to him and asking him about it years later, about what happened in his life, okay? And so what we did was we ordered in books by the cases and we would hand them out to people. Well, now how many know you have a certain sphere of influence? You only, and the longer you've been saved, the more likelihood is most of your sphere of influence are other Christian people. And so often what we really, part of what we had was a lot of people handing out books to other Christian people from other churches. Well, that's kind of cool, but it's not accomplishing the goal. And so what we did is something called direct mail just a few years ago. We began to realize, and this is the secret sauce of this thing. This is absolutely amazing, okay? And so we buy the zip codes in Lebanon, Laclede County. Okay, all around, I got that out right. Okay, Laclede County, and we buy the zip code in this entire area. And then we, through your book sponsorships, we direct mail books into homes. And I'm going to show you this thing. It is absolutely amazing. Take me to the next slide, if you would, and give you kind of an idea of how this works. Well, I think we're going to go to, yeah, there we go. Okay. And so what happens? You sponsor a book today, and I'll talk to you in just a moment. You probably found a card when you came in, laying on the pew next to you. I'm going to talk to you about that in just a moment. That's how you sponsor the books. And you sponsor a book, you decide, hey, I'm going to sponsor whatever, 1, 5, 10, you know, 15, 20, 25, whatever you want to do, and you want to sponsor books monthly, then those books are mailed. So you sponsor a book, the first month, the book is mailed. Now, it's mailed in a clear clear cover, just like you receive for the pre-launch copy. And then on the back, it said, hey, this is a pre-launch copy. Well, this has a little page in the back that basically says, hey, you didn't click on a Book of the Month club on the internet by mistake. You know what I'm saying? We want to get them over the fear that, we ready to get ourselves out of this. This is a free copy for you, and we hope you will enjoy it. It's compliments, of Good Catch Publishing and LifePoint. And so what happens is they receive the book just like that. First month, book shows up. Right? Now, how many know? We already know we're going to throw it away, right? All the other junk mail gets round file, all those offers for credit cards, right? We always tear them up, throw them away. This one comes out of the cover and says, I don't know about that, but that has $14.95 price tag, and somebody just gave me something, right? I don't know about you, but I get excited when I get detergent in the mail. So this is a, whoa, this is a step up. Everybody with me? Okay, here we go. All right. And then here's what happens. And then so the guy receives it. Can you imagine? Okay, interesting, cool car. Wish I had one like that. Unbroken. And he holds on to it. And then the following month, a postcard shows up. Look at this postcard. His postcard comes in. Postcard shows up, and the postcard has the same graphic art. There it is. Look at that. As the book. So what's going to happen? He put the book on the shelf somewhere, and he gets the postcard. By the way, I just found out that this photo is actually some folks from your church. So how many? And it simply says, read the book, meet the people. All of a sudden, he's reminded, I got that book in the mail. I got that book in the mail last month. Interesting. Now, eventually, he's going to have to go to the bathroom. It's science, people, okay? It happens. And so he says, oh, where's that book? And then he opens the book, and he begins to read, okay? And he begins to, whoa, and he is impacted by Chris's story. Something is happening, And he comes out, and he tells his wife, honey, there's some real people down there at that church. There's some people that just have some, in fact, I know some folks that are kind of messed up like some of these people. Or maybe this was us, and this is where we're at. And so he tells his wife, honey, maybe we should go down to that Life Point sometimes. Maybe we should go to that church. But how many know he hasn't made a decision? That's just an idea. And so the next month, here's what happens. Another postcard shows up. So it's multiple touches. Is everybody with me? Another postcard shows up. Now, here's the cool thing. On month number three, this postcard shows up. So you got a book and a postcard. Postcard helped him. Okay, read a chapter. I read a story. Next postcard shows up. Now he's already been in the book that's impacted him. Have you ever had a book that impacted you? And then you maybe have it on your shelf somewhere, or anytime you see it, it stirs up the emotions of what happened in you in that moment. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. I believe in that. And so he looks at this and he goes, whoa, wait a minute. That was the book. Now he's not just thinking a book that came in the mail. That was a book that touched me. Right? It touched me in some way. And he may pick it back up and he began to read a couple of more stories. And each one is impacting him. Now on the back of each postcard, it has all the information on how to get connected to the church. Service times, URL, address, everything is there. And he sees this natural opportunity. And then one more time, another postcard shows up. So that home gets targeted for 4 months. The book is just this mega boom. Jesus loves you. You have value. You are a treasure. And then there's just a little tap on the shoulder next month. Hey, remember the book. And then the next month, remember the impact of that book in your life. And then the next month, a little bitty touch on the shoulder until he says, you know what, honey? I think we need to get ourselves in church. Let's go to Life Point this Sunday. Tell me that's not powerful. And then all of a sudden, they walk through the door knowing people. See, they already know you. They don't come in with a bunch of preconceived ideas of, well, all these guys are perfect and I'm a mess. Where do I even fit in? What's the temperature in the room? I'm not sure I like that guy leading worship. I don't know about the quality of that message. Or are you with me? They're not judging the church on anything else. They're looking around the room saying, these guys don't have it together either. There's hope for me. We just built a bridge. Come on. We just built a bridge. It's powerful. Let's walk through this quickly. So in April, 600 homes gets books, okay? In May, 600 more homes get books, and 600 postcards are mailed out to April, okay? And then in June, 600 new homes get books. Now we're at 1,200 postcards that go out to April and May, okay? Then in July, another 600 homes get books, and now there's 1,800 postcards going out into the city, okay? And then if you look at how this begins to compound, and then August, another 600 homes get books, 2,400 postcards have gone out in the mail that at the end of a 24-month process, over 14,000 homes, 43,000 plus people will have received over 57,000 touches through this church. Wow. Isn't that cool? So So you can see why I get so excited about it. It's like, come on, you know. We're going to make it hard to go to hell from Laclede County, man. We're just going to make it hard. You're going to have to work to get to hell from here, man. Come on, amen. And then what happens in the follow-up with this, you get reports. Your pastor will get a report, okay? And he'll get a map. And it's a Google map that will show literally. And so if you can just click through that. This is a church in Portland, and they were sponsoring 200 books, month one, month two, month three, month four. Look at this. And it literally shows you, those little dots show you exactly where a book went. So if you mouse over it and see its expanded view there, and you mouse over it and you take a look at that thing, and you can literally see the streets, and maybe you live right here, and you realize that, oh my goodness, my neighborhood just got books. How many know that changes the way you drive through your neighborhood? And come on, you start praying, Jesus, 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 the books in that home. We begin to prayer walk. We begin to seek the Lord. And so this becomes what we call a prayer engine, okay, a prayer in progress report that every month your pastor will receive. So it tells you what we are doing. So if you become a monthly book sponsor, here's what you get. Okay, number one, you get the book, and that should be, right there, the next slide. You'll get the book that is mailed directly into a home. All right, and then you get all the labor and all the postage, and that's not just the book, but that's the 3 postcard follow-up as well. All of that happens, and your pastor gets the prayer and progress reports, okay? And so that's what happened as a monthly book sponsor. We can go reach our city for the cause of Jesus, amen? And run right on through that if you would, and take me right to the next, and doing tremendous. I appreciate that very much. Look if you would with me, yep. Right on down. Okay, the book, the labor, is probably my laptop, isn't it? Okay, there it is. Yep, keep rolling right on through that. Thank you so much. So as we begin to look at this, we can reach more than just Lebanon. We can reach Laclede County for the cause of Jesus Christ. Okay, and let me show you some of the stats here for just a moment. Is that just running slow on us right now? Okay. Take me to the 2 more slides ahead, if you would. 3 more slides ahead. And we'll get there in just a moment. If you'll just pull out your card. If you have a card there close by, let me just quickly walk through with you. There's a beautiful, beautiful view about 30 minutes behind my house. Okay, now that's gone too. Okay. So you take a look at the card. Okay. If you want to be a book sponsor today, and here's what I want to encourage you to do. I want to encourage you to get involved. It's not even the amount. Become an evangelist. Say, Pastor, I'm in. I want to be part of it. Let me just say that to you, okay? You can say, I can do 1 book, and you'll see just down below the blocks to fill in, you fill this in, name, address, phone number, and that information. Right down in the center section, you say, I can do a book a month for $10. I'll do 2 books a month for $20. I'll do 3 books for $30. Or maybe you come in and say, hey, you know what? I can do 5 books for $41. I can do 10 books for $75. I can do 25 books for $180. And the reality is, you can choose how many books you want to sponsor. Very simple, okay? And then you will completely fill everything out, including right up here in the top corner is what day of the month I want my sponsorship to come out. You will always sign and date it, okay? And if you can do an electronic check, you can fill out a paper check today. We turn it into an electronic check. Very simple, and you can give in that way. It's a monthly sponsorship, or you can do a credit or debit card. You can do it in any way you would like to. Just this is all completely filled out. As you'll notice, he's bringing it up right now. Everything you give is tax deductible. So everything you do to reach the lost, you can also deduct it on your taxes. So that's how you'd fill out a check. You'd fill out the complete day. It's GCP is the easiest way to fill out the pay to the order. You would sign, you would date it, and you would write void across the top of it, okay? Gives you just a really good idea. Below the line, as you're seeing there now, is just for your credit card information. All of that will also need to be signed and dated. Credit card information is where your bill arrives. Thank you. Fantastic, okay? Gives you just a good information, really easy to fill out. Credit card number here. Your security code is 4 boxes because Amex takes the 4th. All the others take 3. Very simple way to fill that out. And I want you to notice in the middle of this thing, right in the middle of it, you will see that it says you can cancel at any time. Do you see that? Anybody see that on the card? I want to really draw your attention to that. I want you to notice in the middle of the card, it says you can cancel at any time. Because some people come in and say, you know what, I'm going to do 5 books a month. And then something happens 3 months down the road, and they say, I can't do 5 books a month anymore. You can simply send an email, pick up the phone and call, and say, I thought we could do it, we can't do it. This is not about getting you locked into something. This is about helping the local church, empowering the local church to reach their city for Jesus. So you can pick the phone up, reduce your sponsorship, increase your sponsorship, or cancel your sponsorship at any time. Can you say that with me? You can cancel at any time. Let's try that one more time. You can cancel at any time. It's very important that you hear that today and know that today and what that's about. So let me just show you, if you can, I think the next slide. Okay, tax deductible, next slide if you would. And one more. And I'll talk about, oops. Yep, right there, that's fine. So I'm a little bit confused at the moment myself on which slide I'm on, but we will get through it. I want you to take a look. Can you back up one for me? Perfect, okay. What we're going to do today outside next to the 411, no, next to the 411 center, 411 table, we're set up with the books and we're there. Here's one of the very unique things you're going to get today and today only is when you sponsor a book, we give you bonus books today. So if you come out and say, hey, I want to sponsor 5 books, we're going to hand you 5 books right there on the spot. Patrick and I and Alan's going to be there helping us. If you want to sponsor 10, we're going to give you 10 books. And so you get an additional bonus today by turning in your card. Just, I want to encourage you. You guys have been praying about it. You turn in the card today, and we will hand the books to you today as bonus books in your hand. Now, if you would, to that next slide, if you would, for me. Thank you. So we face some challenges fulfilling the Great Commission. The average church, the average Christian feels intimidated. This is not intimidated. Feel awkward. This is not awkward. Theologically confused, not a problem. Inarticulate and very busy. Go be as busy as you want to be. You're an evangelist because you are sponsoring books going into homes throughout your county. Amen? The unchurched person feels hunted? No, are you kidding me? We feel valued. You know, they feel honored. They're not hunted. They're not judged. They're not awkward. They're reading it in the privacy of their own home. And this message is as relevant as they get. I mean, when I read the story, I'm forgetting the gentleman's name, but he decided to attempt suicide and the gun didn't go off. I'm telling you, I'm right there beside him. I am feeling all of those emotions. This is a relevant message that is going out. We can reach the city, guys. We can reach the city. Take me one more to the next slide, if you would. Are we there? Okay. Because Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. So whether you today want to sponsor through your business or individually, I want to encourage you. You've been praying about it. Say, God, what would I do? What should I do? How much would you want me to help with this? And come on, how many of us, we're all involved. Many hands make light the work. So we can make this thing happen as we go into the world to preach the good news of Jesus through the testimonies that are in your house. Amen. Amen. Would you welcome your pastor to the podium today?
Guys, he talked about this being an evangelism engine. Something happened to me just this last week. I was driving. I forgot that I had to make this trip, and so I jumped in the truck and just took off without even looking at my gas tank. And on my way to Nixa, I realized that my needle got below the E. And I kind of had to coast and pray, God, get me to the next gas station. I barely did. And I put one more gallon of gas than my 20-gallon tank could hold into my tank. And so it was kind of scary. But I figured out that, you know, if you don't have fuel, the engine don't run. Guys, we need some fuel. You guys are going to bring the fuel for this evangelism engine. That's what the sponsorship is all about. We need fuel for the engine to run. I got to thinking about that a little bit. Hopefully you can see this. But this is a ferrocium fire-striking rod. Now, here's the fact of the matter. Those sparks that go off there, and you can see some of the smoke, they come off about 3,000 degrees. But you know what? There has never been a fire ever started with a spark unless that spark had some what? Had some fuel. We need fuel. I don't want them to sing that song, We Didn't Start the Fire, about LifePoint. I want them to sing a song, LifePoint Burned the House Down. That's what I want. How about you? You want to hear that song? I want to hear that. Sing it. Guys, we have a chance to reach our community. We have a chance to start a fire that will burn for generations. And I think that's what God wants to do. We've seen him do that so far. We want to see him expand that and take the whole community on. You know what's sad is that if you remember just reading the newspaper, they had a story about our Easter egg hunt and how many thousands of people came and what a wonderful event it was. And you know what was underneath it? A story about a meth bust. Guys, people still need Jesus in the Clee County. People still need hope in the Clead County. People still need to know there's a way out in the Clead County. And guys, this book is an opportunity to utilize the stories of what God has done in lives right here in this church. I believe God will use this book to change lives because God already has. Bring some fuel to this fire. Amen? Guys, one last thing. You may be here this morning. This is your first time you've came to LifePoint. Maybe it's the second time you came. You didn't realize we're going to be talking about this book. But you want to know, can God change me? Can God really do in my life these great things that you've been talking about? I want you to know specifically the answer is yes, 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 evermore yes. And if we just believe and trust in Jesus, He can change our story around. And He can use us to be change agents in this town. And in fact, I believe it's going to spread not just Lebanon, Missouri, not just the Clead County, but Pulaski and Camden. It's going to touch lives in the Ozarks because I believe that's what God has called us to do. Amen. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for who you are and what you've done. And God, I pray right now that you would work in us in a powerful way, Lord, that we could follow every step that you give us to take. Father, I pray right now that people will make decisions to tell this story, to get this story out, God, that we'll make the decision. We're going to sacrifice, God, with 5 or 10 books or even more, God. We're going to sacrifice for you. Some of us are going to say, I can't do 5 or 10. Lord, help us to say yes to one. Father, help us to tell your story. God, for that person who's wandering and praying today, Lord, can you change my life? God, I pray that they would pray with me right now. Heavenly Father, I know I'm a sinner and I need your grace. Forgive me of my sins. God, help set me free and help me to follow you from this day forward. I want to follow you, Jesus. Thank you for saving me. In your name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Guys, listen, I know we've had a lot going on. Last week was Easter, and it was our biggest week ever. But here's the fact of the matter. If you read the book of Acts, Easter was not the end of the work. Easter was the start of the work. And I believe God has a great work for us to do. So let's get after it, folks. Grace and peace. Stop by and see him at the table. We'll see you next week.
Hey, this is Pastor Kelly Rhodes with LifePoint Church, and I just want to say thank you for taking time to listen to this message. And if you're a church leader and you're excited as I am about these testimony books and would like to bring them into your church, we would love to help you do that. You can contact us here at LifePoint Church, or if you want to contact the publishers directly, just go to testimonybooks.com and they'll be able to help you out. Guys, I believe this is a strategy we can use to win our communities for Christ. Telling God's story is a part of the way it tells us in Revelation 12:11 that they overcome the enemy, and it's by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. And we want to see every community have a chance to share these books. So give us a call here at LifePoint. The number appears 417-991-2911, or go by testimonybooks.com and get more information. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for the LifePoint podcast. For more information or to donate, you can find us on the web at lifepointlebanon.com. To keep up to date with everything that goes on at LifePoint, you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/LifePointLebanon or on Twitter. Our username is @LifePoint_LEB. Thanks again for joining us and have a great week.